Welcome to Lively Stones Ministry. I'm Minister Ezekiel Jones. The Bible says that you are the temple of God, a spiritual house. 1 Peter 2 and 5 says you are as lively stones, built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Things are about to shift quickly. God bless you. God bless you. May the Lord bless you. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. This is a good day. Good day to rejoice in the Lord. A good day to praise the Lord. Why don't you just give him some honor and glory right where you're at right now? Oh, yes, he is worthy to be praised. The Bible says that great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. We're certainly glad to be here one more time right down here in WCNO Production Studio live on this day, June the 6th, 2026, for this Saturday edition of Lively Stones Ministry. We thank God for the man of God, no other than Pastor David Friend Kier at the helm. Thank God for him and all his endeavors, the voice of biblical response and frontline ministry. So we thank God for him and the work that he's doing for the Lord. We also want to thank God for you out there this morning, our radio listening audience. We thank you for tuning in attentively as you do. I mean, to know that we must continue to look unto the Lord for each and everything that goes in our life, because once God comes into a one's life, there's a change, there's a reformation, there's a transformative, there's a outlook in where we as no longer ourselves anymore, that we're being leaded and guided by the Spirit of the living God. And it's better to know him and to reassurance him where our destiny lies and where we're heading. God is a good God. The Bible souls declare, oh, give thanks unto the Lord before, because he is good and his mercy endures for ever. We want to thank God, amen, this morning. This is Lively Stones Ministry with your host, Minister Ezekiel Jones. We thank God, amen, for this time. We want to thank God for a significant time here on this morning. We thank God from 2 years ago until this day, June the 8th, 2024, that we made our debut here at WCNO 89.9 FM when we first came on the air here. And here we go. 2 years later, we're still standing right here, and God have made provision for us to be able to come forth on the air. And, you know, it's something about being in the Lord when you have a desire and a zeal to be wanting to go out and proclaim the liberty wherewith Christ have set you free, and to go out and be a witness for Christ Jesus. And, you know, what? To stand for that which is good. To stand for righteousness' sake, to be able to share the word of God that can shed light on a dark situation. We're pressing our way on, and we're determined as believers of God to continue to go and fight this good fight of faith, and we won't take nothing for our journey as we goes on. And it, to times that we know it's going to be an uphill battle, but our eyes are upon the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is a know where we can conquer, because the Bible says we are conquerors through Christ Jesus. We are more than conquerors through him. Glory to God. On a sad note, we want to come to you this morning. Announcement of funeralization for the late John Manor Jr. Funeral service will be held at Greater New Bethel Missionary Baptist Church, 11 a.m. location, 305 North 8th Street and Avenue B, where the presiding pastor is Pastor Clarence Ingram. And we, you know, we are going to celebrate life. And we ask for the Lord now to comfort the family now for the beloved passing brother there. And we know that God will some kind of his tender mercies and his love kindness will proclaim liberty. God will comfort them. God will, in your bereavement, in your time of sorrow, he will wipe every tear away from your eyes. So funeral service will be held on this morning at 11 a.m. at the above location. Glory to God. We thank God, amen, for his inward impartation of us, where the transformation of the impartation, where God give us the distraction to get to know him in a better manner. Again, we cannot do nothing unless we're being led by the Spirit of God. We're like a fish out of water. We need to know and understand at all times that our Father, which is in heaven, that he sits high and he looks low, and he got us. He got us. He got us. He got you. He got you in the palm of his hand. And the enemy always have to ask for permission every time when he tries to disturb you and knock you off your course. Nothing go unnoticed unless God knowing about it. I'm reminded when Job was tested. Job lost everything that he had. He'd been through so much. He went through as much as Job went through. The Bible says that when the sons of God came to present themselves, Satan came too, and God began to brag on Job. Have you considered my servant Job, what the Lord has said? And then the Satan said that you have a hedge of protection around him. But Job endured through it all. Job continued to fight. Then, though he lost everything, and even his wife said that, why don't you curse God and die? And he told him, woman, you talk as a foolish woman. We'll talk. Yeah. And that a man gave all that he had and desires unto God, know what we was going through in this affliction and this persecution, and to lose everything and to break out in boils and sores on his body. But yet, though he was faithful, he was found faithful through it all. And then God blessed him with more than what he had before. Yes, and this is our life, knowing that we're going to go through some things in our life, knowing we're going through some hardships and pains in our life, and it seems like God is not listening. It seems like God is not there, but he's there. He wants you to look to him. He wants you to grow strong. He wants you, amen, to be endured from the power. The power belongs to you, and we can't do nothing without power. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, one more time for being here. One more time, oh God, we thank you. We're excited, oh God, for the goodness of God. Oh Lord, if it had not been for you, oh Lord, who's on our side, where would we be at this morning? Oh God, we ask you, Lord, right now that you would touch your people, oh Lord, individually and collective, oh God. Give them a mind, oh God, that is set and steadfast on you, oh God, unmovable, oh God, unshakable, oh God, and always looking unto you, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, oh God. Now we beseech thee, oh Lord, that you would have your way right now, oh God, on this universe, on this earth right now. Oh Lord, we love you this morning. Oh God, we touch and agree as touching anything on earth, as touching anything, oh God, it shall be given. But we got to have faith. Oh God, we thank you, God, for your being faithful, God. Oh Lord, and we bless you and we magnify your name in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. There's the faith of God and the enduration of him, the vicarious Jesus Christ of the sacrificial lamb and the atonement of God founded in the book of Isaiah. And that sacrificial lamb was set in a way as going that we may partake of what Jesus had stood for. And the Bible so declares, Ephesians 3:11, where therefore for this purpose, where we have internal purpose, which God have according to the internal purpose and according to the accomplishment that God intended for Jesus Christ to go forth and do. And the truth of the matter and the truth of the word of the Lord, and according to the internal purpose which Christ Jesus had prepared for us or accomplished for us, is a purpose where we can see through the lens of God, and we can follow after the things which is pure, the things which is lovely, just, the things that can catapult us into the spiritual realm of the Lord. And our earthly desires could diminish and would diminish. The world have nothing to offer you, people of the Lord. And we're come to understand and realize that we're in the world naturally, but we're on a level where God is elevating us and God is exalting us. And there's an exhortation that's going to take place in your life. And in order for you to take this next step or this next leap in the Lord, because it appears that swimming around the shores and not never having enough and always in lack and wondering when you're going to prosper, and you've been faithful. You've been faithful. You've been on the battlefield. You've been that soldier, enduring hardness as a good soldier of the Lord of Jesus Christ. But yet, though there's been somewhat of a stumbling block, something have been slowed up. But however, the teachings of Jesus, when he began to the Sermon on the Mount, found in Matthew, the 5th chapter, Jesus, when he was set, he sat down and he spoke to the multitude, and he began to preach the word of God. And he said that, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." And when you begin to look at the word meekness, it is The word meekness is a defined word of gentleness, kind, humility, loving, benevolence, caringness. And this is the traits or the characteristics of a child of God and what you bring to your foundation of your faith fundamentally. But it also means strength on the power. Strength. When you're going through something, strength on the control. Meaning that when things begin to disintegrate or things begin to unravel or things begin to not go according to plan, you can still by the peace that surpasses all understanding, that you can still hold it together, even though it just seems like you don't know how you're gonna get through a certain situation. And times before, you used to begin to get very highly bothered or upset over certain matters, of things used to bother you or harass you and get on your nerves. But now that Jesus came into one's life, you can deal with certain situations in your life. When doors been closed in your face, you still can hold it all together. When family, at times family begin to act up and begin to not give you the reference that you deserve, and it just seems like everything is beginning to be haywire and dysfunctional, but still, through it all, you're holding on to your peace, and you're allowing the Lord Jesus Christ to fight your battle. And here's the whole message of the gospel in a nutshell. The pureness of Jesus, bless are those who are pure in heart, for theirs they shall see God. To hold it all together when the enemy wants you to bring God into an open shame. But yet though I'm going to hold it all together because I am who I am. I have made a transformation. You're made a transformation in the Lord. And you're determined to go head on and run and not be weary. You're going to walk through it and not faint. You're not going to be like the rest of the crowd and your peers. As you look back on your life and you reflect back, I'm reminded they always said that don't be in a hurry as a child to be grown, because they say you'll be paying bills the rest of your life. Take your time in your youthhood, because you're going to get to a point where you're going to be grown. I'm reminded when Paul said, when I was a child, I thought as a child, spoke as a child, I understood as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. I put them away. When I became that man of who I am today, when I became to come out of that darkness into that transformative light of Jesus Christ, my eyes was open. And here's a time where we're living in now that is day to day. We don't realize, we don't understand, we can't even comprehend what tomorrow will bring. I got to live this day. You have to live this day now as it was your last day on earth. This is the whole faith and the fundamentally background of Jesus Christ. This is the backbone of Jesus Christ, that I can live this day now, that I know who he is in my life, because I don't know what tomorrow may bring. I don't know when he's coming back. Glory to God. But I stopped by the radio station on this morning just to tell somebody that this is the day that the Lord have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I don't know. You don't know what this day going to bring to you. But I'm going to go ahead and rejoice in the goodness of God. Because God is a good God. The Hebrew word for good is called tov. Something that is pleasant, something that is beautiful, something that is morally good. Something that translates to the mercies and the love, kindness, and the tender mercies of God. That God been watching over you all this present time now. From your youth until what you is right now. And by the grace of God, you're still standing who you is right now. Somebody listening to me right now, you're driving down 95. You're in your car right now. Glory to God. And you know God brought you up out of a situation. Glory to God. And you made a vow unto the Lord that you're going to give your life to God. He brought you out of, somebody was in a terrible accident on this morning. For that matter. A terrible accident from years ago. And God spared you through it all. And you're still standing. Somebody been in a rehab situation and you was all messed up and the devil had your mind all capitated and held you captive. But now you done got yourself sober and cleaned up now. Now it's time for you to practice that which is good. Now it's time for you to come into the refuge of God. It's time to come into the ark of safety. Glory to God. It's time to come to get the strength. But because you can't fight the battle. There's no strength in this fleshly body. There's no strength in this immorality. We got to take off immortal and put on immortality, the decay that's here on this earth, the corrosion that's on a believer at times when the enemy tries to come and discourage you. See, the word of the Lord said that no temptation have taken you such as coming unto man, but God, who is faithful, will not have you to be tempted above which you are able to bear. You can bear. You can go through it. And you're going to come out as pure gold. I'm reminded when as gold begin to be pure, they tested and tried by fire. Glory to God. And once it's tried by fire, it's purified. And they put it out on the assembly line for merchandise. And this is how the word of God is. You're going to go through something in your life. I'm convinced that folk don't want to go through nothing. But you got to go through something to get where you're at right now. Because the word of the Lord said that we are overcomers by the word of our testimony, by the blood of the Lamb. And by the word of our testimony, I'm who I am now because the Christ that lives in me, never as I live, but Christ that live in me. For I'm crucifying my flesh, and I'm bringing it up under subjection to know the Lord here in these last and evil days what we're going through. this is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. The Lord told me to tell you this morning that you shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. Somebody, you know, if I can just, I talked to one of my clients on this week, and he was diagnosed with cancer. And they gave him 3 days to live. But yet, though, I remember from 2 years ago when he talked to me about this situation. Good man, never smoked or drank in his life. It was in the military, fought for this country, Air Force, fighter jets, good man. When I talked to him, highly respected gentleman, praise the Lord, Brother Rick. And Rick began to tell me that, well, I don't know why I got cancer. I never drank or smoked a day in my life. And he began to talk to the Lord. And he told me that I don't know why he done this to me. See, at times we don't know how or what the Lord do things in a one's life or in our life for that matter. But it is for the glory of God. Because they gave him 3 days to live, and that was 2 years ago. He's still living right now. He's still going to the gym. Right now, working out. He's still riding his bike. Right now, working out. And I just talked to him on the other day. I tried to get him to come to the revival. Glory to God. But I told him, you got to tell your testimony. And I began to touch and agree with him. The Bible souls declare, as two of you as touching as anything on earth, and my name it shall be given unto them by my Father which is in heaven. And I believe the prayer of faith, because the prayer of faith shall save the sick. Glory to God. The anointing. If any sick among you, let him come before the elders of the church, and let him anoint his head with oil. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven of him. We thank God for this morning. Glory to God. We believe God for signs and wonders. We believe God for miracles. Glory to God. These signs and wonders shall follow them that believe. He said that you shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Friend, you shall recover. You shall recover. God's been faithful. God's been there all the time. Sometimes we think the Lord ain't there. He was there for Job all the time. He sat back and allowed this to happen to Job. But he came in. He stepped in just in the nick of time and blessed Job with everything that he had, what he had previously. If a man live, shall he die? All the days of my appointed time, I'm going to wait till my change come. Glory to God. We thank the Lord. Amen for our hour here, being here. Once again, we certainly hope something that we said certainly got your eyebrows to rise and deposited into your spirit. Praise the Lord that the Lord ministered into you on this morning. We want to thank God for Tabernacle Church of Deliverance, no other than Pastor Harriet Gordon and also Overseer Mother Dorothy Gordon. God bless you. We love you. We love fellowshipping over there, and bless all the members and the congregation. Amen. We're so glad to be a part of the ministry over there and what the Lord is doing here at this time. So God bless you, and God make his face to shine down upon you and keep you is our prayer. Amen. God did it. Yes, oh, yes.
Thank the Lord for you tuning in and be that living stone which God have called you to be. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you is my prayer. Join us again next week right here on WCNO. Everything.